media day. You've already kicked things off, got the girls back in the dorms and everything. You're ready to rock and roll for another season, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I like the first week of preseason because it's such a process, I guess, and you get to see like so much change within a short amount of time. And again, I think I've probably talked about this before, but no other sport does what we do. Everybody else has like months to prepare. We have like 2 to 3 weeks. And so it's super exciting. It's super fun. It's also mentally exhausting, not only for myself, but my players as well. But second day in, all doing good.
So you noticed, did everybody come back in shape, or relatively speaking, a little bit?
You know, even the ones that Coach Ann and I talked about were like, oh, I don't know. This is a group of athletes. I mean, even if they weren't in shape, you can't tell. They're crushing it, and they work hard. They've been working hard, so excited to see what happens this season.
What's, I think, 5 or 6 sophomores, and the rest are brand-new faces, aren't they?
Yes, a solid group of freshmen. Our freshmen is a very, very tough and strong group, so I'm excited to see what they bring to our team this year.
All right, what's the timeline look like? Because that first match is August 19th, right around the corner.
Yes, so that we have preseason here for this full 7 days, and then next weekend we do a crossover scrimmage in Windsor, Colorado, and then come here for like a mini tournament Friday, Saturday. So we have about 17 days to prepare, but 17 days seems like a lot, but you got a lot to figure out in 17 days too.
So a preseason tournament before the actual season starts.
Yes, and so we started doing this last year, and it's like it's just a crossover, so it's everybody in Region 9, and we go to Colorado, and everybody plays each other, and then our schedule starts off with a tournament here.
Wow, and you've got a couple of different tournaments, which 2 days, and of course the big one comes out a little bit later on, but it's nice when people have to come here, right?
I've kind of like, you know, gotten to this mentality, and not just with coaching and in this job, but like we have such a great community here, and we have phenomenal facilities and tons of great local businesses. Why not support them as much as we can? So the more times I can get people coming to McCook, the better. You know, and I think I probably told you this. I'm like, where can I forewarn everybody about our big tournament coming up Labor Day weekend? Because that's going to be huge for our economy.
Yeah, and a lot of the same teams are going to be here. Any new ones coming in?
We have a lot of new teams coming in for that tournament. Last year, I think we had 16 teams. This year, we'll have 18 coming out of Texas. We have quite a few teams coming out of Iowa as well, which is quite a long ways, and then some on the other side of Wyoming. So it's going to be a completely different tournament and lots of playing.
Competition. You expect, you've already had a chance to probably watch them in some scrimmage situations. Competition for spots this year going to be fun to watch?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I told Hannah today, I think one of our schedules one of our things that we're doing today is like she's going to evaluate, because we have 4 players in each spot and they're all equally as talented. So it's going to be tough.
But some key sophomores left you last year, obviously because they had to move on everything, but center, one of them, you got to find a new center, don't you?
Yes, and that was one of our biggest things. Like, we knew losing Jamie Summer, that was going to be a really tough spot to replace, so we focused really hard on our recruiting and making sure that we brought in not just one setter, but 2 great setters, and we did just that. We have Jordan Jerome's little sister, and then we have Alexis Pontine out of Colorado, and they both so far have just showed tremendous skill, great leadership, and soft, buttery hands is what Coach Hannah and I like to call them.
And that 6-foot center that we've always talked about, you've always wanted.
Yes, and both of them have that. They both are very talented, not just setting, but hitting as well.
You probably have called Jesse Jordan a couple of times, haven't you?
I actually haven't yet.
Really?
Everyone says that they're so much alike, but I'm not seeing it yet. So they are 2 completely different players and people.
Right. You love your summers, but you really love the game of volleyball, getting back in the swing of things, don't you?
Yes, you know, it's you kind of like you have quite a few months to prepare for volleyball. You know, our volleyball season is only 3 months, and you have 9 months to prepare, but when it comes down to it, it's grueling, and it's really fun battling it as a parent, as you know, with your wife, but it's also really fun too, because my kids get to be a part of it too. So they know it's volleyball season and they're excited for practices just like I am.
And it's good that you don't have any classes yet. You get a chance. It's just volleyball and that's it.
It is volleyball all day, every day for the next 17 days.